I think first we must say the food situation is actually better this year than in many previous years recently, but there's still at least 1 million people who are going to need WFP food this year, and certainly in Matabeleland South, where there was total crop failure or close to total crop failure last year, we noted that in September there were already more than 80% of families who were compromising on food, who were skipping a meal a day, and there were about 20% of families who'd had an entire day with no meals in the recent past. And that was in September, which was already a month ahead of what's generally referred to as the hungry season. And that's the time from October through to February. That's considered the really hungry time of the year.
I understand that the biggest problem is that it's the planting season, and yet seeds have not been distributed yet.
Yes, Tendai-Biti announced fairly recently that they were going to give 100,000 farmers free inputs and another 250,000 farmers subsidized inputs on a voucher system, that people could take a voucher to GMB and then they would get either free or cheap inputs. But when you speak to people on the ground, they've never heard of the system, and I'm talking about ARIC, you know, who is supposed to be in charge of it. They don't know anything about this voucher system. There's no criteria yet even for which farmers should qualify. No one's gone out and done the assessment, and yet the rains have already started and people should be planting, especially because the meteorological office has predicted good early rain and then poor rain in 2012. So in fact, if people want to have a chance of harvesting, they need to plant by the middle of November, which is like a week from now, and yet they don't actually have free seed or fertilizer, and it looks as if that's a good month away, if we're lucky, if not longer than that, before those things are distributed.
So what are the recommendations in your report?
Yes, well, you know, our recommendations are to get seed and food to people as fast as possible, because they desperately need both. And it's not good enough to say it'll happen soon. It should already have happened, and it must happen now. And also to come up with a better policy in the future. You know, we need to be talking about development aid, and we need to be talking about what to do to move people in rural areas from needing food aid every year, especially in the low rainfall areas. But we're also saying that the government of South Africa should not be deporting people at this time, because they're deporting many people back into areas where there's huge poverty and nothing to eat. And these refugees being deported will just become a further burden on their families.